My cells are half game at this point.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Ones and zeros.
Let's not go back to the simulation theory.
Yeah, we oh my gosh. Yeah. We got lost in like a 45-minute just rabbit.
All our cells are zeros and ones.
That'll be for the next.
It is happy hour somewhere. My name is Brandon Goff. We are here at the Founders Memorial Library at NIU, 71 North Partnership Studio. I am here with
Cam
and Joe.
And we are back for a new semester. We got some different people with us here this time. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves a little bit? Just kind of maybe let's hear your majors and maybe what is your favorite podcast?
Cameron James, computer science major, sophomore, transfer from Texas Southern University. Yeah. It's a really good podcast out that's actually an animated podcast. The Midnight Gospel. It's beautiful. It's like
so it was called The Midnight Gospel?
It's genuinely beautiful. It's on Netflix if you guys use that.
Oh, wow.
No?
No, unfortunately.
Hey.
Do they have it on Spotify? Google Play.
You won't get the animated. Well, you might be able to see episodes on YouTube, actually.
I have to look into that.
All right.
Okay. I have to look into that.
Great podcast.
Definitely.
I don't remember who made it, but he's a great man.
Hey, man, I have too many podcasts that I pick up and put down. So I'm never afraid to, like, you know, try a new one. That I'm always down. Like, that sounds super cool. What about you, Joe?
I'm Joe. I'm a senior computer science major as well. Well, not as well. I'm also a computer science major, but I'm a senior. So, excellent. Fist bump.
Brother in arms.
Couldn't hear that, but it was a fist bump. I transferred here from MCC, which is in McHenry. Favorite podcast would have to be Space Pod by Carrie Nugent.
Who?
Carrie Nugent. She's a scientist at JPL.
Oh, wow.
And she actually worked on some really cool stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she mostly just goes around interviewing other scientists.
This sounds a lot like Ologies with Allie Ward.
I'm not familiar with that one. Ologies?
It's another. She interviews scientists, and every week is a different, or every episode is a different ology.
Oh, okay, but that's pretty neat.
Is that kind of what they do?
Yeah, except that it's mostly focused around space, since space podcast. So she interviews people who are astronomers. People who do research into Mars, people who do research into astrophysics, usually things that are more related to our solar system.
Okay.
But still, like, the fact that she's a scientist who can then draw other scientists in is actually sick.
That does sound super sick.
She has like a few hundred episodes out, if I remember correctly.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Highly recommend.
She sounds very fascinating.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, that's awesome, guys.
That was a great.
And what's your favorite podcast?
Favorite podcast
outside of Happy Hour.
Oh gosh,
exactly, sir.
You can't say Happy Hour.
But my favorite podcasts are.
It's all because of Jamie.
I actually have two. I have two. I have one that's about probably my like one that started being about my favorite video game, and now it's just kind of about music content creation in video games. It's like kind of all around. Because one of the guys started branching out into a variety of content, but it's called the Pogcast.
I've heard of this play of the game.
It's two Twitch streamers, Veritas and Jesse Kazam, and they both Veritas used to stream Tarkov. Now he's more of like a variety. He just put out a really cool 8-hour debunking video, debunking flat earthers for just
8 hours.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
It's a trip.
We escape from Tarkov,
that, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, escape from Tarkov, very, very good for all kinds of science. What was it? Also, there is the WAN show, which is, I mean, I have the hoodie.
I should have brought mine.
The short circuit hoodie. Yeah.
It would have brought so much mood.
Just look up Linus on YouTube; you'll find him immediately. They're huge, but. It's because everyone in this room is a massive computer nerd and
gamers, complete nerds.
Yeah. Well, thanks for introducing yourselves, guys. I'm really excited to do this with you this semester. I know I've probably said that a bunch of times already, like off air, but I want to get that on the recording because I really am. I think we got some really cool stuff for people this semester. Potentially we might be doing our first What the App. We might be getting an interview with some actual entrepreneurs who about a year ago came out with their own app. That's still kind of in the works, so very TBD. But for now, we do have an app to talk about today, and that's
absolutely
Socratic.
Socratic.
Outsmarting like homework man. One scan at a time.
Yeah.
Good old Socrates.
So, yeah, let's talk about Socratic. That's what we got on the agenda for today. And I know we were talking about like kind of the dynamic. Cam, you have like a bunch of experience with it, right?
Absolutely. Technically, I grew up using it almost since it came out, maybe.
All right.
Ish. Maybe ish. I'm not that old, so.
Well, it sounds like a pretty
good
review.
Not too sure when it came out, but I mean, I've been using it since middle school.
Okay, so it's you're in college though, so that's it had to have been out for a minute.
It's been out for a minute.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, it was made by Google, so are we really surprised? You know.
So unless you're using, we have some, but we got a list of the features here.
Yeah.
I don't know, Cam. You are kind of the expert with this right now. So,
all right.
Do you want to go through that? Kind of describe. Yeah.
So, specifically, people who know of Socratic, I think everybody might know of Socratic. Technically, in competition with Chegg, ChatGPT, PhotoMath, things like that, even Khan Academy, due to its step-by-step process of teaching, it's pretty cool. Some of the key features, though, it differentiates with its wide subject coverage and AI explanations. It also has a type of photo capture scan. The thing I would say about Socratic compared to other, like a lot of apps, sometimes I'd say Socratic might give you a little more information. Especially since it's been around longer. So you like can get a deeper dive into it.
Its walkthroughs are better, or like they just like it the stuff that you will get it to recognize
the range,
and cover.
The range of subjects is better.
Yeah.
A lot of scan apps that are used to help people with homework are strictly meant for math, but Socratic is for everything, technically. Mm. So if you wanted to, you might be able to write down a French word and see if it can translate it for you.
Yeah.
A French word.
Mm.
Can it do? Interesting. Can it do like any language? Like
it might be able to. I never tested it, but I just know Socratic is, and it has depth. Mm. It has depth.
Okay.
Would it be able to interpret any images that I drew?
Oh, that's a great question.
I mean, I have it here on my phone. So actually,
and a notepad.
Yeah, I have it here on my phone, and I have very little experience with Socratic. I think I've tried it out a couple times. I've scrolled around in some of the menus just to see mm-hmm. what subjects it covers, and mm-hmm. yeah, it really does seem like a lot. Like, if I had this when I was in high school, this would have been, like, actually not that much different because they were real sticklers about cell phones. But anyway, like, it would be, you know, really game changing for homework or, you know, anything like that. So I was kind of curious about, like the breadth of subject matter that it covers, but also like, I know there's a scan feature, like does, mm-hmm. and okay. I've used a lot of, like apps with scan features. Like I have, I play Magic the Gathering cards.
Yeah.
I got some Pokemon cards laying around. And I use this one app called TCG Player, and it's got mm-hmm. a scanning feature on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can scan all your playing cards whatever into sort of like a database, and then it tells you how much they're worth and like, you know, what's in your collection. Do I have this, you know, and it's actually pretty helpful because you can also buy and sell using your collection.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's a really cool tool. The only thing is that the camera scanning almost like never works right.
Mm.
Now I don't know if that's just because it's got something to do with my phone,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it's like
the resolution. But maybe I don't know what else it would have to do.
Usually, I know with cameras, it's like lighting.
Right, that's fair. You want it to be as even as possible. So.
Exactly. Yeah. And I've tried to like mess with lighting when I'm trying to scan stuff, and it's it doesn't usually work the way I want it to. So, I mean, do you have any issues with like getting it to recognize problems? Like, I know, Joe, you've never used Socratic, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So
I've used similar apps. There's never Socratic itself.
Okay.
What apps have you used?
So I've used SymbolLab before, which I believe that's specifically for math.
Mm. Like Wolfram Alpha or like...
I haven't used Wolfram Alpha image recognition.
I think when I was still doing my harder maths, I was doing... I think I was just using the Microsoft Math app. It's just like a...
I didn't even know what they made one. Why are big companies good at math?
It's crazy, right?
That's wild.
But no, I've been seeing you kind of draw out some... You're kind of doodling some... pictures, some, I think, is that the quadratic equation you have on there?
It might be a little bit scuffed.
Oh,
that's
testing the scanning ability, though.
It tried.
Okay.
It tried.
So it's sort of picking up some things that you're writing down there. Kind of
it gave me the correct answer to 2 + 2.
Whoa.
Which, crazy.
Amazing.
Technology is honestly crazy. So far.
So what is it? I don't know what 2 + 2 is.
I think it's 5.
Oh my God.
No, it gave me the answer though. It was 4. I've also just realized why it wasn't working for the quadratic equation. It's because it thinks that my 9 is a G, which is reasonable because my handwriting isn't great.
So yeah, here, let me take a crack at it. I'm wondering how
specific it
is. I also put 4 AC, which isn't fair.
So I could say personally, from my personal experience, it is very specific. Like, you need to break down exactly what you want. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's fair. But so, a part of the issue for me was that I also wasn't clear in my handwriting. Mm-hmm. Because I tend to be a little bit clumsy with the actual lettering that I have.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
or the typography, I guess.
AI in general, every time I take a picture with AI, I'd say even ChatGPT, if it's not clear, it doesn't work right.
Right.
AI is smart, but not the smartest thing in the world. If we want to be realistic.
What were we calling AI earlier? Basically, like, we were talking about GitHub Copilot, and...
Weren't we saying we were basically AI?
Glorified autocomplete?
Yeah.
I think that was what you said, anyway.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
And then we also extrapolated that to humanity.
Oh, right. That's how we got on the simulation stuff. Okay.
It got dark fast.
Well, I'm trying to actually get this. I'm really doing my bit because my handwriting is awful, too. So
You may be able to annotate on there. Annotations are very important for AI. I have a certificate in AI, so I kind of...
You have a certificate?
Understand it a little bit more.
What is the name of the certificate?
Understanding enterprise grade AI. It's on my LinkedIn, everyone. Add me on LinkedIn.
No. I need more connections, please.
Please, I need more connections. Absolutely.
All right, I just gave it a crack. I gave a crack at it, and... no, it's recognizing my 5 as a 3.
Guys, that one's having problems.
I don't fully understand that one.
Well,
wait, this 5 or this 5?
Second one that I messed up. And then
you messed up too?
I messed up this one right here because it's kind of... Yeah.
So there is a little line that kind of maybe makes it look like a 3, which is reasonable.
Well, that's really good to know then, because that means that this app, you have to be pretty mindful
of precise.
How... Yeah.
I'd say a lot of people would use it for... online homework as compared to unless like your homework was printed out or something.
Okay.
That's easier. Like,
right.
Nobody really writes it down and then acts Socratic.
That is a good point though, is that a lot of people don't write like machines.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's primarily there to recognize
machine
typeface, then it's going to be much harder to actually recognize human handwriting. Although I'm saying that as a human with pretty bad handwriting. So
true. Also same, very bad. And that's probably why it doesn't recognize ours. But I mean, so I know that there's a lot of other stuff in Socratic though, besides just math.
Absolutely.
Like, do you want to, I'll unlock this for you, Joe. Do you want to scroll? Like, I know if you scroll up, do you want to like kind of go through some of these other ones and let...
It has some pretty interesting tabs here, actually.
Yeah.
So outside of math, it's got things like biology, chemistry, fiction, and how is it going to analyze fiction and nonfiction?
I don't know.
And U.S. and world history?
Well, this is...
No, George Washington was not the third president of the United States.
I'd say it actually works pretty well when it comes to history. I'd say people mostly use it for history and math.
History, specifically? So not history, something like
more research based things like that.
Because
mm-hmm.
That's kind of the vibe I got when I was going through some of those, like a lot of those, like when you first open the app,
yeah,
it takes you to sort of like how when you first open Snapchat, it takes you to the camera.
Exactly.
It takes you to the scan screen, except, you know, we're not like,
straight to the point.
Exactly. And then you can either scroll right. Mm-hmm. I know. And that kind of lets you type in a question. Mm-hmm. The sort of like a ChatGPT bot almost.
Oh, and that's another way. If your handwriting's bad, you can just type it in.
Sweet. Okay, so that's really good to know.
That was a later added feature, if I'm not mistaken.
So how does... Mm-hmm. So I have two questions about this, actually. First mm-hmm. off, is this app free?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The other question is, how does the typed response handle things like for scope or priority?
Mm.
So if you need to have an equation in parentheses... and then have it over, you know, something else. So if you have the quadratic equation, how does it handle that?
Shall we find out?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, here, let's go ahead and we can test it out there.
Let's just try it out.
But I'm going to let Joe test that out a little bit more. Yeah. While he's doing that, I wanted to know more. So you said math and history, though. Like, I looked at those other subjects. Is it just like really generic? Or something?
To me, I mean, personally, for like with my usage mm-hmm. of it, when I did use it heavily, Socratic was like a game changer. Very popular. That's why the reviews are so high. 506,000 5-star reviews completely. Yeah.
It kind of sounds board. Like one of the first
it
AI.
Is, it's homework one of the first system like AI scan.
Mm.
Like scanners, I'd say.
Okay.
It kind of set the foundation, but I would say it kind of... their challengers approached it in a different way. And I'd say they maybe did a better job with their scan and picture taking.
Over Socratic specifically?
Yeah.
Right.
So
I'm not sure how to put a square root into this, which is an interesting problem to have.
That's okay.
I don't think that there is a square root symbol in a normal keyboard layout, right?
I'm gonna throw some funky words at it. Let's see if it knows what is an endofunctor.
Mm. That's a pretty funky word.
Very funky word.
Let's see if I can remember how to spell it right. I don't think I'm spelling that right.
Well,
a definition, a functor from a category to call to a functor from a category to itself is called an endofunctor. Mm.
Functor.
Oh, wait, maybe ask it about coding.
Yeah.
Maybe ask it about something
right.
about coding.
What was Federico's question earlier? Right. What is Stack Overflow?
Oh, that's so great.
Mm-hmm.
It should know, right?
I'd hope so.
That's a pretty basic computer science.
But it's also not coding. Biology or chemistry.
That's
or
true.
US or math. History. Or
and
math.
It's not math or history like
what
we were talking
we
about earlier.
What if we give it a code?
Like we actually try some code in it?
Like just,
let's ask it to do Hello World.
Spit it a code. Yeah,
yeah just, we could try and do... Yeah.
So just Python or something.
Well, because it handled Stack Overflow really well,
mm-hmm.
right? We have Stack Overflow is basically a phenomenon or programming mistake that occurs when the computer or processor memory... often called a stack, is filled.
Oh.
More, oh, you know
so
what?
It,
no.
It does
hold
a
on.
Web crawl.
Yeah.
It finds
that's
it from
just,
Quora.
That's just Quora.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
We also
I guess that's a good fallback.
Yeah. Oh, and it just goes, there's stackoverflow.com.
I'd say that's something I forgot to mention. If it's not math, anything else, it'll just send you to a link.
Is that true for history
just says,
as well?
Well, it actually
is that
says
true for history as well.
It gives you a top match, but then
it really
lets you
send you to the article.
What's up?
Oh, he asked about if it's for history as well, and I said, like, it'll really send you to, like, an article or something. Mm-hmm. It's really, like, a quick research type of app.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, as compared to a lot of apps that just answer it for you.
This is giving me, honestly, this is giving me, Siri doesn't know the answer, so it gives me something random off the internet vibes.
It does that a lot. I won't lie. It actually does that a lot.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan. So actually, yeah, this is a great time to sort of transition, yeah, into the likes and dislikes, maybe.
Yeah. We can see, obviously, it has a very limited depth.
Mm-hmm.
You would think on the surface level, there's a lot of depth, but it sends you to a link, mm-hmm. which we can just use Google or ChatGPT. But that's why we have other apps now, because they're doing it better. They learned from the mistakes of Socratic.
So, that's really cool. So
it's an excellent point.
Now Socratic is starting to sort of feel like MySpace, though, you know? Mm. Like, they came first, and they, you know, maybe it was a little goofy, and everyone kind of...
Yeah, we had a couple app developers say, hey, you know what, I can do this better.
Yeah, you know?
And then they proceeded to do it better.
They did.
Yeah,
they did.
That's true. Sometimes you just need ideas to stack on ideas.
I'd say Socratic was in its prime back then because it was the first.
About how long ago did it release?
Great question.
Or did it become good?
Mm, quick research.
Can you use Socratic for that? There is an app for that.
Oh, let's ask Socratic when it was released.
That's actually really cool. I don't think we've ever had an app on here before where you can ask the app about stuff. That
I'm gonna ask it when were you made. I'm not gonna ask it when Socratic was.
Oh,
made.
Is it gonna take this as a philosophical question?
Like,
when did the sense of self become a thing?
Oof, no results.
Ooh, no results. See, okay,
it doesn't like philosophy.
Well, it's not. It's not necessarily a chatbot.
Yeah, no.
Large language model.
So that is ChatGPT. Was able to make a chatbot as well as a research type.
Wait,
of
ChatGPT made another chatbot?
No. I'd say, okay, ChatGPT has multiple like forms, maybe like
ChatGPT
4.0. Stuff like that. But I'd say
they're all different specializations, sort of similar to this.
Yeah, if we want to be technical, ChatGPT, you can talk to it as well as research, but it would give you a straight point,
mm-hmm.
not just a link. If you wanted to ask it for a link, it would, though.
Mm.
So
it doesn't typically like giving links, does it?
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Like I thought that it was more like just a repository of information.
That's crazy. Because like, I've started using, for example, I started using the Copilot, just the add-in on Microsoft Edge. Yes, I use Microsoft Edge. It's just for work and school.
Chromium.
So
it's all fine. Just Chromium. Yeah.
It's fast.
So
but
funny.
I believe Copilot is running off of GPT-4.0.
I believe that's correct.
And they do usually include a lot of links when you look up statistics.
Interesting.
Well, because I'm the only one here who's not a computer science student, but I am still in data analysis. Oh, sweet. Okay, so you did find it.
Yeah, but okay. It also showed
you have to
me
word it?
Socrates.
What?
As well, it showed me a picture of the philosopher and told me about Socratic. Hmm.
Was that like its,
that's
was that its
it
original
was its
logo?
That is a good question,
no.
actually. Well, that might be on the same Wikipedia.
That owl's always been the...
Oh, that's actually a good point to make, actually. So from what we know now... Mm-hmm. Socratic was first launched as a web product in 2013 in New York and launched under the same name in 2016.
Okay.
Online or in New York?
So the picture's really starting to come together about like what is Socratic? Where did it come
from?
It
was supposed to be a web app specifically,
gotcha.
I think. And they didn't launch it till 3 days, like 3 years later.
This is actually really cool. So like,
oh, they do still have a website, by the way.
My point was the
Socratic?
Yeah. Just redirects you to the apps.
Mm.
That makes sense, actually.
So Socratic wasn't even supposed to be a phone app in the first place.
So it seems.
It was just supposed to be, essentially be like those Flash games, like Age of War, or, you know, what else did I play? Clear Vision, or, you know, chess.com, right? That's a game, and it just runs in the browser.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really interesting. I wasn't planning on uncovering that. I feel like we kind of like found out a skeleton in Socratic's closet about how
it's dive. Bad side.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
so anyway,
check the iceberg.
Mm.
We should maybe do
Socratic
that
Socratic iceberg
every episode.
Maybe we'll have to do that next
the
time.
The appy.
I'll just iceberg. Sit in the corner researching things.
I'm the researcher. Everyone.
We can ask Socratic about everything.
But would it give us straight answers?
Well, that's one of the dangers of ChatGPT and asking it for references. Wasn't there a case of a lawyer who tried to use ChatGPT to create his case?
I've heard of all kinds of stuff. I've also heard of, like, you know, tenured professors losing their position because they accidentally plagiarized something because they were using an AI tool. I've heard of, you know, there's all kinds of stuff. And I mean, not like here at NIU. This would be other universities because NIU is perfect and we love them. But anyway.
Go Huskies.
Go Huskies.
You need to do the hand symbol.
Oh, yeah, the hand,
Husky hand symbol.
We have a hand symbol.
We can describe it if we need to, but
we have a real dog as a mascot.
If anyone from the early, mid-2000s remembers Awkward Llama, it's kind of like that. But
Awkward Turtle.
Or, yeah, Awkward Palm Tree.
What kind of dog is it? Is it a Golden Retriever?
Our dog?
Is it a Golden Retriever or a Chihuahua?
It's a Husky.
He's a Husky.
It's a Husky.
It's not an Alaskan Malamute.
It's a Husky.
No, it's an Alaskan Malamute.
With
no, I'm kidding.
Brothers.
No,
I thought it was a Mexican hairless.
No, it's really a Siberian brown nose, short hair.
Our dog?
I'm totally making stuff up. Oh. It's
actually Alaskan.
Pitbull.
Those are, I think some of those might be dogs, but they look like Huskies. But no, it's just an actual
Husky. It is just a Husky.
It is just a Husky.
Pretty
anyway,
cool guy. Pretty cool guys.
Pretty cool
Mission.
Husky.
We love
but,
Mission.
But
here.
I don't think there's a lot more that we have to touch on here. Maybe we want to just give it
Let's go through dislikes and...
Yeah, likes and dislikes.
Would we recommend it personally from my standpoint in this day and age? Absolutely not.
Really? You think there's just better stuff out there?
It's definitely better stuff out there. Socratic blessed us with the foundation of scan AI, quick thinking AI, I'd say. But it's just not there anymore, considering what we have now. So
it's the original iPhone of the scanning apps,
basically.
Yeah,
it set the foundation, but you're old and dried up, man. It's time to get it up.
That would have been amazing all those years ago in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
All those years ago,
like the first. Absolutely. I can only imagine being there. So Socratic, very very cool. I think it is really really cool. I was really surprised at how it almost has like. Well, because remember when you go into like that first scan window, when I first downloaded it a while ago, because I only downloaded it maybe a couple weeks ago, as I remember not to get too far away from the microphone, I only downloaded it like maybe a month and a half ago.
Right.
And, you know, I just was kind of blown away at the amount of like subjects and like, you know, they have.
I did not think to swipe right.
Yeah.
That's potentially a UI issue.
Yeah. Just scroll up on the scanning part and you actually get to all. So you have biology, chemistry, physics, earth science, environmental science. Oh, this is more of. Because this is just all your sciences. You have for math, you have algebra, geometry, trig, pre-calc, and calculus. We have literature, fiction, nonfiction, drama, poetry, and then some history, U.S. and world. So,
because as a first-time user, I wouldn't have thought to swipe to see the more menus.
Yeah, there
and
seems
on
like
top
there's
of that,
also no tutorial, which is very they just throw you into it. That's
when I
bad.
First launched the app, or when you first handed me a phone with the app installed on it. My first thought was, well, I scan the thing that's on the paper, and then it recognizes what it is. So if I give it the quadratic formula, it'll understand what the quadratic formula is. If I want to feed it French, entrez-vous, then, you know, it's going to be able to translate that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need to feed it what it's specifically looking at, that's something that could be specified right off the bat.
Right.
So that'd be something that could be improved by it. But we already have apps.
But that is an occasional book.
But no, I don't think. Yeah, I think so for the same reason. Yeah, UI stuff. It's just kind of dated.
Very maybe a lot of bad image recognition sometimes. Like just because somebody has bad handwriting, if the AI is really good, it should, you know.
It should be able to recognize it.
It should be able to recognize
around as well as a human, at least nowadays.
Absolutely. Nowadays, so, especially after all the updates and advancements with AI, it still has a lot of bugs. So right now, this day and age, 2024 to 25, use something else, guys, sadly. Yeah. But it is still a great app.
There are alternatives. Symbol Labs one. I think MathLab.
Yeah.
I think is another.
Photomath.
Photomath. That might be what I'm thinking of.
ChatGPT has a...
Does that recognize handwriting in the same way?
ChatGPT?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh.
Actually, very good, actually. ChatGPT actually used to make you pay for the picture feature and upload file feature, but now they don't.
Don't you have a computation limit now, though, that you didn't used to have?
Okay, so the computation limit isn't a real limit. It's a limit to how it... advanced or big their responses are, I'd say.
I've gotten cut off before because I asked it for too many answers.
Oh.
Like if I held too long of a conversation with it. My dad asked it to parse a table at one point and it just cut him off.
The browser, the Copilot included in Microsoft Edge browser only lets you run 30 prompts through it before it makes you stop and you need to wait an hour until you get another 30.
Oh, wow, that's terrible.
Well, so, I mean, it's completely free,
not
though.
Terrible.
And it's built into the browser. It's just a button and it just brings up the thing. Yeah. So.
One thing to note is that if you're using the online version of ChatGPT, if you wipe your cache or you block the cookies from it, you can just reload the page and then keep running.
Makes
it.
Makes sense.
So
I do that
it just
all
can't
the
track
time,
it.
Actually.
As long as you don't log in.
Just refresh
anyway.
The pages. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
But we, again, not everyone here is going to be familiar with F12.
We're not telling you to hit F12.
Don't hit F12 if you're not used to it, guys. Serious.
But you could hit F12.
It's a little scary.
It is scary. There is code.
There's code.
And you can click on things.
You can break stuff.
And you can delete things from web pages.
That's how I used to hack the games in the browser, though.
Oh, they just put a white screen over them?
You actually just submit it to piracy.
Okay, whoa.
No.
whoa.
It's actually a very common thing, but what we used to do back in the day was you go on Cookie Clicker. This is actually a kind of an easy way to learn HTML is you just...
Oh, wow.
You look up a tutorial on how to do it. He already knows. He's giving me the look. You just open
he's
it
just,
up.
He's just interested.
And
now.
You, the Cookie Clicker is a game where you click cookies.
Yes.
And... it makes more cookies the more you have. And basically, you're trying to get your cookie production per click as high as you can. So you just open up the HTML, find where it is. So you like have to learn kind of the structuring, right, of body and containers and a little bit. Yeah. And then you just find the thing where it tells you how many cookies you're making per second passively. And then you just fill it with 12 nines and you hit... enter, and you beat the game.
I am very sad that I actually knew where you were going with that and the fact that you just admitted to cheating in Cookie Clicker.
Well, that's... Hey, I only saw a YouTube video. I would never cheat at a game. I would never. But I would watch it on YouTube.
But if I were to cheat in a game, I would do it in HTML.
Mm.
That's right. And we would turn it into a fun learning experience here at the 7... Oh, I'm just kidding.
There's an app for that.
All right, guys. I think we've kind of run our course on this.
So, guys, wait. Last question. As tech nerds, all of us, what would you guys do to make the app better?
That's a good question.
Specifically for, like, our generation, new age, you know?
I think Joe had a really good point with the UI.
Yeah. So, I would either have a tutorial... Or I would take notes from other similar apps. Mm-hmm. So I think what a lot of apps have is, it, that they do properly anyway, is a very specific goal. And they do that goal very well. So for something like Symbolab, it's specifically meant for math. And it will recognize math. It's not meant for political history. It's not meant for U.S. history. It's not meant for poetry. It's meant for math. And that kind of specificity can be really, really good for making an app easy to use.
And that makes a lot of sense, though, with the UI problems that Socratic has. it tries to comprehend too many topics
without having the technology.
But it doesn't have the power. Exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the technology for it because it was made
8 years
so
ago.
Long ago.
It's been 8 years.
8 long years.
Was it even technically AI then?
I think I was in middle school.
I'm so sorry.
I'm a sophomore in college now.
Wow. It's been a while for me. I took a few breaks.
Hey.
It's been like 12 years, man.
It happened.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to tell people how long it's been since I've been in high school.
Yeah, not.
We don't have to go into that.
Time is nothing but a circle.
That's.
Time doesn't exist.
Right.
It's just ones and zeros.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh. We can't go back to it again. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this week. Come back next week. We're going to be talking about, I think that's going to be our first What the App episode.
Solo Learn.
Welcome to What the App.
Yeah, where we talk about
We're going to make fun of Google again.
Yeah, we're going to make fun of Google again. It's going to be awesome.
We love you, Google.
We do.
We also dislike you a little bit.
Yeah, there are some bits of you that I don't like quite so much. Yeah.
They do goofy stuff sometimes.
Some very goofy stuff. Yeah.
If I could put you in a headlock, I would.
Just give Google a nugget.
Yes,
why do you
absolutely.
Need my data?
Absolutely.
Give me back my data.
Give me my data now.
Alright. Well, I think that wraps it up, folks. Stay safe and stay happy.
Have a good day.
Keep using apps, y'all.